A Washington State Senate committee is investigating whether Sound Transit misled the legislature while it was trying to get its latest expansion on last year's ballot. There's a hearing on it today. Voters in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties approved the $54 billion project known as ST3. Simone Alisea has more.
Two state senators asked the Law and Justice Committee to look into Sound Transit earlier this spring. The agency had to get approval from the legislature before it could ask voters to increase property sales and car tab taxes to pay for light rail. Originally, Sound Transit asked for $15 billion in taxes over 16 years, but that soon turned into $28 billion over a longer period. Many complained when car tab fees went up this year. That's led some lawmakers to say Sound Transit intentionally misrepresented the cost leading up to the legislature's authorization. The agency has denied those accusations. The Senate committee is examining whether the authorization was constitutional. If it wasn't, that puts ST3's funding and its projects at risk.
That's Simone Alisea reporting.